May your first trip to our region prove to be a historic milestone on the path towards reconciliation and peace.
That was Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. President Trump just landing in Israel a little bit ago. Here's also some more of what President Trump had to say upon landing in Israel.
On my first trip overseas as president, I have come to the sacred and ancient land to reaffirm the unbreakable bond between the United States and the state of Israel.
And he had more to say about the Israel's past as well.
It is also a nation forged in the commitment that we will never allow the horrors and atrocities of the last century to be repeated.
Okay, joining us in studio right now, Mike Rubin from AEI, who's been following all of this very closely, just got back from his own foreign trip a couple weeks ago. What do you make of the president's trip to Israel today? This will be the first time that a president of the United States has allowed his first, is included in his first foreign trip, a visit to Israel. What do you expect out of this trip?
Well, I expect really this to be a love fest. And, you know, it's deeply symbolic that President Obama is not only going to Israel on his first trip, but hitting Saudi Arabia, Israel, the Vatican, the major cities of the three major monotheistic religions. Yeah. But what I'm afraid of is that Trump may be tempted to try to push a deal. And if doing that, then he's going to be making the mistakes of his predecessors by trying to fit Middle East peace to his own domestic political calendar.
It seems relatively peaceful right now. I mean, what's the urgency and what's the likelihood that we do get a peace deal from President Trump, who has said he will bring about peace in the Middle East?
Well, you know, traveling around the region, one thing that's clear is that many of the Arab states would be ready for a peace deal with Israel. They believe the time is right. The problem right now actually is the Palestinians. Remember, Mahmoud Abbas, whom President Trump is going to be meeting with tomorrow, is in the 13th year of his four-year presidential term. He's something like 82 years old, but he refuses to appoint a successor. And so I'm afraid that there's going to be chaos down the pike within President Trump's term, and it's going to do nothing with the United States.
I want to talk to you a little bit about what we saw happen last week on Tuesday, I believe, when Turkish President Erdogan was here. We now know that it appears, thanks to some sound analysis, that those bodyguards, those Turkish bodyguards who were beating up protesters here in Washington, D.C., may have actually done it at the order of President Erdogan based on audio analysis of the events that day. What do you make of that and the administration's response so far to this?
You know, Vince, it's an absolutely incredible story, and the administration's response, at least initially, has been rather weak. This is the second time Turkish bodyguards have attacked protesters and journalists in 2 years. John McCain basically said, and I think said it right, that the Turkish ambassador has got to be asked to leave at this point.
Right, because based on our understanding of it, you know, there are these diplomatic immunity questions in place, but just placing persona non grata status on the bodyguards probably wouldn't be enough. I mean, you'd have to actually levy some sort of punishment on the Turkish government. And in McCain's eyes, it's throw the ambassador out.
Well, absolutely. You know, diplomatic immunity can be waived. And if the ambassador refuses to waive it, there you have it. But it wasn't only bodyguards participating. It was some members of the state-controlled Turkish press as well. And they don't have immunity.
The state press was involved in beating up the protesters?
There was at least one person identified from one of the state news agency, Anadolu Agency.
That's unbelievable. If you haven't seen this video, make sure to check it out. It's absolutely crazy. Last thing here, anything else in this foreign trip that you're looking for that as it goes ahead? He's going to the Vatican, as you mentioned. What about his meeting with the Pope?
You know, the meeting with the Pope, I think, will be quite interesting, less because of what President Trump might say than what the Pope might say. The Pope has been notoriously partisan and not in the same way with moral clarity that John Paul II was in bringing the end to communism. The Pope may react much more to the press about President Trump than what President Trump is now saying, and so forth. But I think the biggest issue is going to be what happens after the Vatican when it comes to NATO.
Interesting. Okay, thanks, Mike. This is Mike Rubin from AEI joining us this morning. It's 7:52 on WMAL.